Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Pillsbury, Crescent Rolls, Dunkin' Donuts, Donut Holes, Finding Nemo, Drinking Coco, Keanu Reeves. Snotbottom, OJ, Ellen said, yep, she's gay. Davy Crockett, ceiling fan, George Hamilton is tan. Titanic, Oscar sweep, Alabama, screwing sheep. Mary Rhoda, Kathy Hoda, Honorable Judge Judy.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Lullaby and good night. Go to sleep, little Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, I almost went. Oh.
Go to sleep, little baby.
Kendall. Oh. Talk and sleep.
I almost went to sleep with that perfect pitch, Cliff.
Our listeners are like, but what? I'm trying to get my Z's here.
Well, Cliff, you know, Mr. Yeah. Snotbottom was all in a tizzy.
He's always in a tizzy.
I know. Something. He said, you know, Mrs. Potterbutter Butterchurn.
Tizzy that.
Said she did his whole episode on cheerfulness. And he was like, he thought he had this great episode about sleep. That he said, we've never done a show about sleep. And it's one of his favorite things in the world. So he thought we should do this show.
All right. Well, this one's for you.
This one's for you, Mr. Snotbottom. He is the person in charge tonight.
Sure.
Although I think he's already asleep.
A little early, but maybe.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Being an expert on getting very little sleep.
Oh, no.
Because I can't sleep well. I thought I would go... I thought that helps me sleep, really, whenever I fall asleep here at the desk. And our writer sent me some tips about how to get better sleep, and I'm going to share them with you here on the show.
I need to hear them, because the writers, they faxed me for the first time ever, different stuff. And this is the most boring stuff, and so I would really rather hear good things.
Well, maybe it'll put you to sleep.
Probably so.
It'll help, I don't know.
This show is like a NyQuil. Oftentimes.
Most people listen to the show while they're asleep, so we thought, hell, why not?
Most people do. If you listen on Ride 99, it's odds are you're asleep.
To all those sleepers out there.
You've left the radio on low to soothe the baby.
If, for some reason, you're up right now and you need some help sleeping, Cliff, yeah. Here's one of the things you could do. You can stick as much as you can to the same bedtime and wake-up time, even on weekends.
I know it sounds awful. What are you talking about?
I know, everybody.
What the hell?
All the people that are awake are screaming at me right now, but look, if you do that, you get on a regular schedule, and from then on out, you can sleep better. I'm going to try it myself.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to try.
He's going to try, everybody, and then he's just going to have a wonderful life after he gets that sleep schedule on track.
When I get my life back on track, Cliff.
Do it, Kendall. I'm taking it all back.
I'm taking my car.
I'm taking it all back. Kendall, did you know this? Your body, it just never adjusts to shift work. Just as you're saying.
Shift work?
Like if you work third shift.
Uh-huh.
Shift work. Gotta do the shift work.
I thought you were talking about my fat shifting around as I walk.
Yeah, that's the work that your body's doing. Trying to shift the fat that's all over it. That's what my body's doing. My body's giving up.
Oh, my body has trouble sleeping because of the fat. That's why.
Yeah.
Don't. Take naps.
I've got to.
No, you don't.
I've got to.
If you avoid taking naps, if you're having trouble sleeping at night, avoid those naps during the day. It's going to help you.
Here's my real problem, sleep doctor.
Yes, sir.
I fall asleep at like 7 p.m. or sometimes like 4:30 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And then I just sleep through the whole day and night. And then I lose years of my life this way.
Well, I don't do that. I wish I could go to sleep. I get into bed sometimes and have trouble sleeping. Or I wake up in the middle of the night.
Oh, Kendall, we're damned if we do and damned if we don't. Fucking obese either way.
Well, speaking of damned, Cliff,
yeah.
One of the things you can do is avoid alcohol, cigarettes, and heavy meals in the evening.
No.
No.
I cannot. If I could avoid the heavy meals, I wouldn't be this fat.
Kendall, do you realize this is when I'm just refusing even the tips that the writers have sent? I'm saying no. Listeners, this is a real lesson to you. You have to put your foot down sometimes and say, this is my life.
This is my life.
And just because Kendall's giving these tips, you don't have to take them. These are suggestions, not commandments.
They're not commandments, Cliff, that's
they're
for
not.
Sure. I have no stone tablet here.
No, you have an iPad tablet.
I do have one. Cliff, another thing you could do, if you want to follow my advice, is wind down. Your body needs time to shift into sleep mode.
Wind down like on Cougar Town?
Yes.
With a glass of wine?
A glass of wine.
Love it.
So spend the last hours just before bed.
Drinking glass of wine
doing
after glass of wine.
Commenting activities
love
such
it.
As reading.
And then have a glass of wine. All right.
All right.
All right. Kendall, what do you do when it's that sleepy Z time of night? Do you have any interesting sleep stories?
Do I have any stories about sleep?
Do you?
Do I got a story for you? No.
Do I have a sleep story for you?
You know, Cliff, I have always been one of those people that I have to have the TV on when I go to bed.
Yeah. How does your wife feel?
She hates it.
She hates
it. Actually, lately, she's gotten to the point where she, like, actually enjoys watching a movie with me or something as we fall asleep.
Mm.
So that's good.
It's good. Instead of quality love time.
No, turn on the TV.
Let's pop on Transformers 3, everybody.
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to Bushletown's Rye 99. Rye
99. Well, Cliff, during the week is no time for sexual activity.
Kendall, you
know, that's what Mr. Snodbottom taught me.
Mr. Snodbottom says any time during the year, just the regular calendar year is just not an appropriate time for sex. What I'm asking you though, Kendall, it's not an ask, it's more of a tale.
More of a tale.
I was in bed the other night,
mm-hmm.
and I was just trying to get my snooze on, and I was thinking about, I recently saw the wonderful new Muppet sequel that everyone should
run. Oh, I haven't seen it. Don't tell me, I don't want to know what happened.
Run and see at the theater. But I was just laying there thinking about it and thinking, oh, it's, you know, they've done so many Muppet movies and it's a sequel, but it's, you know, it's just in a line of movies and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, but is every episode of our show a sequel to the episodes before?
Oh, that's so deep.
It's so deep. It's like the philosophy of our show, everybody.
The philosophy of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. There's a book you can get into.
It's for the grad students doing their master's thesis on the show. That's another area you could just go right into.
And that's another thing that makes me sleepy.
It makes me sleepy, Kendall, and it makes me long for the warmth of another segment that I love.
Oh, and what segment is that?
It's one, Kendall, where you and I must do a segment where we talk about weird things.
Weird
Kendall, do you want to hear something weird?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask me, Cliff.
Do you want to hear something weird?
Oh, I so want to hear something weird.
Do you want to hear something weird?
I got something weird for you, Cliff.
Let's get weird in here for just a moment, everybody.
Let's get weird.
Let's do it.
An 18-year-old boy from Norway.
Oh, Norway, the happiest country on earth.
Well, yes, has a McDonald's receipt tattooed to his right arm.
Oh, God.
See, this guy, he said his friends wanted to punish him for being too active with the ladies, if you know what I'm talking about. And it was according to a translation, that is. It's entirely unclear what it means, but his friends gave him the option of getting a Barbie tattooed on his butt or a fast food purchase on his arm, and he wanted to have it his way. He's loving it.
That's weird.
McDonald's receipt tattooed on your arm. We should do that, and that way we can just go up the window and say, I'll have this.
That's weird.
Weird.
Kendall, do you know the police in New Jersey, they're saying that after this one guy, he served a 15-year prison sentence.
He served a prison sentence.
And he served a prison sentence of 15 years for robbing a children's store, a shoe store. And guess what he did, Kendall? After he got out 15 years, went right back to the same damn children's shoe store, robbed it again. And
why do they need shoes that bad?
We don't know, Kendall. It's unknowable by all.
Oh, that's weird,
they don't know. And I don't know. I guess it just proves that old habits die hard. Isn't that weird?
Oh, that's so weird, Cliff.
Oh, the weird.
I just want to know what he's doing with those shoes. Maybe he was like some preacher and he was stealing shoes to give to the homeless children.
The weird just keeps on coming.
It just keeps on coming. Cliff, police in North Carolina have arrested a man accused of sucking on a woman's toes at Walmart after convincing her that he was a podiatry student.
Oh, God.
He was arrested on Thursday night and turned over to Lincoln Town Police. And they set his bond for $50,000. It said he is a registered sex offender. And the woman agreed to try on several pairs of shoes at the store. And Harris said at some point the man stuck her foot in his mouth.
Oh.
And when the woman became upset, the man offered to pay for her groceries.
Oh, God.
I mean, if you're going to suck on somebody's toes, the least you can do is pay for the groceries.
The least you can do.
How awful is that?
That is just a bizarre story. Kendall,
it's weird,
you know,
right? It's weird.
It's weird. Weird. Kendall, that's the executive director of Miami-Dade Crime Stoppers. He's facing up to 2 weeks in jail on a contempt of court charge because he was told to show an anonymous tip to the judge, and instead of doing that, he just ate the tip right there in the courtroom. He just shoved it in his mouth, chewed it up, and swallowed. He said he just is flagrantly refusing to do this in court, and he's up for trial again because of this mishap, Kendall. He sounds like
what if he just had anything to eat? He was really hungry.
Maybe he's, he just sounds like us. I'll just eat whatever.
He was standing there like, I'm sorry, I got distracted. There was something in front of me. I thought it was food. I ate it.
He just ate the tip, Kendall. Miami-Dade Crime Stoppers, it was started way back in 1983, and it's received tens of thousands of tips since that time, and very few have been eaten. I'm telling you, that's weird.
That's weird.
Weird.
An independent New York City movie theater is being criticized by moms for including Nymphomaniac Volume 1 in a film series aimed at caregivers that offers free tickets for very young children. A spokesman for the cinema told New York Daily News that the Rattle and Reel program, as it's called, exposes parents with infants to new films regardless of subject matter or rating. Basically, it gives people with babies an opportunity to see movies with an audience that won't give them a hard time or hard stares for bringing a crying kid into a theater. Because these moms, they're just ready to watch Nymphomaniac 1.
Oh, the Nympho moms. Now, that's understandable.
No, I know. It's a movie.
It's an infant.
I mean, it's a movie.
It's a movie. Just a big old porno.
It's not a porno. It's a movie.
It's a film. It's a work of fine art.
Fine art.
Okay, now how do we decide? How do we decide?
I don't know. I've been asking myself that question all the time, Cliff, but I do have to take a break.
I have to take a break.
Because I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
Maybe we should take a nap.
Let's take a nap.
Oh, we'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Are you a Bushelltown horse owner? Looking to give your horse a gift? Well, if you are, then listen up. Send your horse to the Bushelltown Spa for Horses. Bushelltown Horse Spa. Your horse will have the time of its life. Bushelltown Horse Spa has the grain carrots and sugar cubes. Your horse will love it. Gonna be pampered, gonna relax. We've got reasonable daily rates for you and your horse friend. Show if you love it, pamper him, spoil him like a horse. The only place you can is the Busheltown Horse Spa. Horse Spa, Busheltown Horse Spa. Horse Spa, Busheltown Horse Spa. Visit the Busheltown Horse Spa. Yes, send your horse to the Busheltown Horse Spa, located in the South Busheltown suburbs, just left of the old Civil War cannon.
Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall coast to coast.
Oh, Cliff, we're back.
Oh, Kendall, we're back.
And I'm more alert than ever because I just had a coffee.
Love it.
And I'm going to be up all night now. No sleep for me.
Up all night, no sleep for Kendall. We're here, we're doing the show.
That's what we're doing. Some people don't know why.
Listeners are like, when does the show start? What is all this boring shit at the beginning? This is the show.
We just have 20 more minutes of warm-up, and then we're going to start the show.
That's when we hand it over to whatever comes on your iPod next on your playlist.
Well, Cliff, Mr. Snodbottom,
yeah,
and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn,
yeah,
they want to come in. They want to talk about these movies that are coming out. So why don't we go ahead and bring them in and let them do their thing.
All right, it's showtime with Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
It's showtime.
Hey, hello, everyone.
Oh, well, we're gonna sit back and let you guys review your movie.
Before we sit back, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, which weird item from before the break was the weirdest? Who won the weird off?
Oh, dear, well, I have to say, I think one of the things that was the most crudish and the thing that really confused and freaked me out, dear, was the toe-sucking. So I'm going to go with the toe-sucking story, dear.
Oh,
not proper etiquette at all.
Oh, dear, I ain't even to hear you speak of such things, dear.
Oh, Cliff, I think I finally won one. This is the first one, I think.
All right, well, high five to
weird.
You.
High five, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Chair.
All right, high fives all around. Okay. What's next? What are we doing? It's showtime.
I'm
leaving.
I'm sitting back.
We're sitting back.
I'm gonna go for brown. Okay, dear. Well, here's one of the movies that I wanted to talk about, dear, that's coming out in the theaters real soon, dear.
Yes, and I love to go to the cinema.
Well, you know, we love to have
the mind off of the problems of producing during the day.
Oh, dear, I know it's so hard on you, dear, and it's lovely to go out to the movie theater and have some popcorn, and sometimes you get those little, what are the candies called, dear, that you love so much?
Hello, even though the duke is stuck under my crayons, girl, a little milk duds.
Oh, milk duds, that's what it is, dear, I should have remembered that. I always call you a milk dud.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, dear, the first movie I wanted to talk about, dear, was Noah.
Oh, gee, I can't wait.
Oh, dear, I know. It's such a biblical tale from biblical proportions.
I just have a feeling, girl, it's going to be like the Ten Commandments and all the other fantastic Bible movies of my youth, girl.
Oh, dear, it's going to flood me with emotions.
Yeah.
We're going to go there two by two.
Yes, I love the animals and the scenery and all the flooding. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, I think it'll be a wonderful film. I think it'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, dear, what movie did you want to talk about?
Other films coming out, girl. There's a cinema movie called Captain USA.
Oh, yes, dear, Captain USA.
He's saving the planet once again, and is in his red, white, and blue suit, And he's doing it for America, girl.
He's like Spider-Man, right?
He's like Spider-Man. He was bitten by America, presumably. And
oh, maybe it was the bald eagle, dear.
He's become infected with patriotism and super strength.
Bitten and by a bald eagle. That sounds wonderful, dear. I hope it's going to be a wonderful movie.
I think it sounds...
It sounds very patriotic.
You never know a movie about the greatness of our country, girl.
Oh, well, it's red, white,
you
and blue,
can never
dear.
Go wrong.
Now, there's another movie that's coming out, dear. It's Heaven is for Real, dear.
Sorry, Becky.
Oh, please, dear, please. Oh, proper etiquette, you know, dear.
Heaven. Oh, heaven. Yes, dear. Speak in the name of heaven. Beautiful girl.
Oh, it is beautiful, dear. And I've been reading this book, Heaven is for Real, dear. And now they've made a movie out of it, dear. And I think it's going to be wonderful.
Yes, I did see it in the loo one day, girl. And I have to admit, during one of my bowel attacks, I did page through the pages there.
Oh, dear.
It appeared...
Please, on the air.
A beautiful story, girl. A young man's journey to the heavenly streets of gold. And he came back to tell the tale and to bring others into the fold of the kingdom, girl.
Oh, it's such a beautiful story, dear. I'm excited to see what they do with it. I think it'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
All these movies sound so wonderful this week.
Sounds beautiful, girl. It's a beautiful spring. Outside, you have my beautiful wife inside. I got no complaints, girl, except for this irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Well, dear, there's one other movie that's coming out, dear, that I thought we could talk about is Island of Lemurs.
Lemurs.
Now, I've never seen a movie about lemurs before.
I'm not sure what a lemur is, girl, but I would love to find out. Sounds very educational.
Oh, well, you know, dear, we always watch those shows on the History Channel, dear, about the monkeys and the prairie dogs. I'm sure they're very close to that, dear.
Yes, I imagine they're much like a prairie dog.
I'm sure they pop it with the little heads in their hands.
Yeah, that sounds
so
adorable.
Cute. They're like little puppies.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll try that movie out, dear. We'll see what it's like.
Try it out, girl.
I always say you give a fair try to anything, dear.
It's one of the basic standards of America. Everything is entitled to a fair try.
Oh, that's how I got so fat, was giving anything a try.
Oh, Kendall, our fatness is neither here nor there. We want to thank you guys for coming
yes,
in.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Sharing Showtime with us.
Well, dear, you know how much we love it, dear. We love to be a part of the show.
Yes, boys. All right, have a fantastic show, boys. Try not to go to sleep on us, boys.
Oh, yes, dear. We'll talk to you later. Right. Toodaloo.
All right. See you later.
Goodbye. Oh, well, that was wonderful. I think they may be confused on some of those movies, but...
I think I'm confused. Kendall...
I don't know what's going on.
That's something everybody should know.
Oh.
Well, that makes me feel dumb. Yeah.
Livingham.
Here they are.
Here they are.
Here they as in we.
We.
Kendall as in you.
We. I just repeat everything you say.
The whole show is just words.
Words.
It's just a string of words, everybody. Kendall, this is something I'm asking you. You big football
Watch it.
Fan. You purport to be such a football fan. I want to
well,
know
course.
If you know this.
Okay.
Who lost the first Super Bowl?
Oh, well, Cliff, that would be the first loser.
Oh, and which was who? You big football fan?
Green Bay.
No, idiot. You couldn't be further from the truth.
Oh, New York.
You couldn't be further. How wrong can you be? Could you be any wronger? Kendall, the Kansas City Chiefs, of course.
Of course.
They lost, of course, to the Green Bay Packers.
Well, see, Cliff, I'm a big fan of Super Bowl. I know football. I mean, I know all the terminology and what things are. But, you know, I wasn't around back then, despite how old I look and fat I am.
You've made up for it by being so round now.
But what U.S. president put a Twinkie in the country's millennium time capsule?
Twinkie, you dumb fuck. Was that Lyndon Johnson?
No, Cliff, that was Bill Clinton.
Bill.
I could really go for a Twinkie right now. Maybe we should dig it up.
Let's go dig up the
millennial time capsule.
You know it's still good. Twinkies last forever.
Yeah.
Then Bill Clinton, that wasn't that long ago.
No.
Maybe when Hillary gets in office. Yeah.
We'll put a Twinkie on the moon.
Remember when we endorsed her all those years ago? We can endorse her again coming up soon. Kendall.
Cliff.
What country proclaimed the birth of its billionth citizen way back in the millennium year of 2000?
Did you say what city?
country.
Oh, sorry. What country was that? Russia.
Absolutely not.
No, why would it be Russia, Cliff? Japan.
Kendall, it's not Russia to any false conclusions. It is, of course, idiot India.
Really?
India, they passed a billion about 14 years ago.
About 14 years ago, wonderful.
Yeah, 14 some odd years ago, they passed a billion, don't you know?
Look, what's the name of a daisy?
Daisy.
A mountain in California.
Yeah.
And a brand of soda.
Daisy, mountain, and soda brand.
Yep.
I'm saying Canada Dry.
That was a very good guess, but good guess. Cliff, it was Shasta.
Love a Shasta.
Shasta.
Love it.
Kendall. Shasta, I barely knew her.
No.
Oh.
Kendall, the show's getting worse by the moment. We gotta wrap this up. Kendall, what nickname did the media give the infamous mother of many, Nadia Suleiman?
Oh, is that the Octomom, Cliff?
Octomom.
Oh, is that? See, look, how sad it is that I got that one.
I know. It's a comment on our culture.
It's a comment on the culture. Cliff.
Yeah.
In addition to the other 11 gifts, what did my true love give to me on the 12th day of Christmas?
12. Drummers drumming?
Yes.
Yeah.
Drummers drumming.
Yeah.
You know your Christmas facts.
Come. They told me, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, our finest gifts we bring. Kendall, lastly, I'm yes. Axing you this.
Ax me.
What is known as the champagne of beers?
Oh, is that a Miller, Cliff?
Miller what?
Light.
No.
No, Miller Draft.
No.
Not genuine.
No.
I don't know.
No, killer.
Killer, no, kill. You got murder on the brain.
I keep saying kill accidentally, right? This is what happened before all those people took to the bell towers with the guns. Kill it.
Kill it.
Miller High Life.
High Life.
High Life.
What did I say? Miller
who
Light.
You know, so long ago.
Join us next time for more. Yeah, turn us back on if you dare.
If you dare.
Oh, Cliff, I am so exhausted from the show. It makes me want to sleep for a million hours, and that's exactly what I think we wanted for our listeners.
That is what I want for the world.
We are the world.
Just sleep for a million hours, everybody.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Cliff. I'm so sorry. Oh, right back at me.
Yeah. Kendall, people who snore always fall asleep first.
Oh, wait, Cliff.
That was said by an unknown author. Isn't that sad?
It is sad, Cliff. It's sad how you told that quote.
Uh-huh.
Cliff, if our listeners want to get some more sleep,
yeah.
You know where they can go?
Yeah, Cliff, I'll tell you where they can go.
CliffandKendall.blogspot.com.
That'll put you to sleep.
Facebook.com/CliffandKendall. Yeah. Email us at CliffandKendall@yahoo.com. Give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084 fat. Sure. I'm getting so sleepy.
Who can tell?
Or just listen to us at 4 a.m. on KBSH on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, whether you download, whether you're up early listening, as long as you listen.
Early to bed and early to rise.
God didn't care where you do it, as long as you listen.
Cliff, the best cure for insomnia is to get a lot of sleep, and that was W.C. Fields.
Oh, I love it.
A fellow fat man.
Fellow fatty. Kendall, nothing cures insomnia like the realization that it's time to get up.
Oh.
It was something else that an unknown author once said.
And so sad and so true.
So sad and true.
And Cliff, silence is the sleep that nourishes wisdom.
Oh.
And that was Francis Bacon.
Oh, Francis. Kendall, finish each day before you begin the next and interpose a solid wall of sleep between the two. And that was said by who but home dog Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Don't you love him?
I do.
Love him.
Cliff, why don't you take us home?
He's the baby, gotta love him. Take me home, sleepy rose. Rock-a-bye candle in the treetop. When the bough breaks because of your enormous weight. I'm clear.
Well, and I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
Good night.
This is Optimus Prime saying, thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Keep the emails coming in and don't forget to subscribe.